Parsha begins with Moshe Benu davening and begging to Kadosh Baruch Hu to enter into Eretz Yisrael. V'eschanon el Hashem be'isahi le'mor. Moshe Benu just wanted to enter Eretz Yisrael, to see the land, to perform the mitzvahs. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, it's enough davening, no more. I'll show you what's going to be there, but you're not going to go into Eretz Yisrael. Immediately after he shows him Eretz Yisrael, the pasuk says, V'atah Yisrael, now, B'nei Yisrael, Shema el Achukim v'Mishpatim, Asher Anochi Melamed Eschem Lasos. Now, Klai Yisrael will listen to the mitzvos, they'll follow the Chukim, they'll follow Mishpatim, L'man Tichiyu, in order that they should live, U'vasim v'Yerishim et Haaretz. So Pri Tzadik asks, what's the connection between Moshe Benu's tefillah not being answered, and then Atah Yisrael, now Klai Yisrael will listen, now they're going to enter into Eretz Yisrael. The Pri Tzadik explains that based on the Medrash, the Bereishis Rabbah, Ein Va'ata El Lashon Tshuva. The word Va'ata in general means Tshuva. Va'ata Yisrael means Klai Yisrael do Tshuva. Which means that although we know that Sharei Tefillah, Pamim Psuchim, Pamim Nulim, sometimes the gates of Tefillah are closed, sometimes they're open. Aval Sharei Tshuva Li'olam Psuchim. The gates of tshuva are always open, they're always available. And the shari tefillah are compared to a mikvah, which are sometimes open and sometimes closed, but the shari tshuva are compared to a yam, the waters, the oceans, that are liol and pasuch, always open. Kadosh Baruch Hu's hand is always open, ready to take people doing tshuva. And the idea is that the Indian of tefillah is compared to a mikvah, that it only works based ratzon. When it's open based ratzon, does the tefillah, is it accepted like a mikvah? It only works when it has the arbaim saw, the proper measurement. But when it's dried out, when it's missing something, the mikvah doesn't work. When it's not an eighth ratzon, the shari tefillah are closed, the tefillah doesn't work. But the yam, the water, which is the makor, she'ein lem sof, there's no end, there's no limit to the shir, it's always available, it's always open. And when a person does tshuva, says the Pri Tzadik, me'omak panimius, from the depth, from inside libo, and he's magil, the shorish hamakor, he reaches inside, deep inside the panimius within himself, it's like a yam. And mole ha'oretz da, eza Hashem kemaim liyam, to tap into that water. And the idea of tshuva is the Bechinas David HaMelech. David HaMelech was Mekayim the Din of Tshuva. He was Nase Bria Chadashin, made into a new person. As David himself remarks, Lev Tar Bari Li Elokim, he made me a new heart, gave me a new opportunity, turned over a new leaf, a clean slate. And that's hinted at Shlomo HaMelech, who built the Yam Shel Nechoshes, the Yam Shel Shlomo, that was able to hold 150 mikvos. So what's the significance of 150 mikvos? So explain the Pri Tzadik further. The Gemara in Erevin tells us that there's a Talmud Echad of Rabbi Meir who was able to be Metara Sheretz. Even though Sheretz is Tameh, he's able to be Metara Sheretz in 150 ways. And Tosus asks, who cares? This is Hevel. The Torah says Sheretz is Aser. What's the need to be Metara Sheretz? The Torah already was Pasak, that's Tameh. So the idea is that we know that all Midas Raos are Tameh, are compared to Tameh Sheretz. A person's Tovel into the mikvah, and he's Tameh, and he's holding a Sheretz B'yado, it doesn't work. We know further that there are 50 Chamishim Shari Bina created in this world, and all was given to Moshe Rabbeinu except for one. The 50th one was held back. And the 50th one that was held back was the Bechina of Tshuva. That wasn't given to Moshe. The Tshuva that comes from the Omek of the Lev, the Bechina of Yom HaKippurim, that's above everything, above understanding, above Das, that wasn't given over to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why Bali's Tshuva, Mokum Shebali Tshuva, Omdim Tzadikim Gumum Ein Yicholim. Moshe is the Tzadik, but he wasn't able to reach the level of Bal Tshuva. He wasn't given the Bechina of the Tshuva. And the Rizal says that there are three different klipos of Tumah, Ruach, Sara, Anan Gadol, Reish Mislakeches, which I'll getting involved in each of them. But the three klipas. And the idea is that that Talmud Echad of Rabbi Meir was able to be mitayer each of these klipas as is represented by the sheretz. He was able to reach a 50th Shari Bina, this gate of tshuva, the 50th one for each of these klipas. 50 times 3 is 150. That's what it means. He was able to mitayer the sheretz in 150 ways. And that's the hint at the 150 mikvahs that Shlomo HaMelech built in the Yam Shel Nechoshes, the Yam, the water. The Yam Shel Nechoshes, Shlomo, the son of David HaMelech. David was the Bechina of Tshuva. So his son Shlomo HaMelech built a Yam, not a mikvah, a Yam. A Yam Shel Shlomo, Yam Shel Nechoshes, a water that's not limited, endless, boundless, able to fit 150 mikvahs, 50 times the three klipos of the sheretz, like a mitahir, everything. And that was the 50th gate Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't able to reach. So that's what it says Plenay, says the Pri Tzadik. Moshe Rabbeinu was told to stop davening. 49th level was all he could reach. But aval v'ata Yisrael, but now Yisrael, the word v'ata, hainu ayde tshuva, says the Pri Tzadik. Through the v'ata, through the tshuva, which is the 50th gate, they're able to enter in and complete mitar all sheretz, all tuma, and enter into Eretz Yisrael. We shall be zoche to reach that level of v'ata, as we're coming off of Tisha B'Av. We're trying to be inspired to tshuva with Shabbos Nachmu. We still have that gate that Shari Tshuva is still open, and the ability to enter into Elul and the Yam Naram to be prepared, that we have that opportunity, the Yam Shel Shlomo, the Yam Shel Nechoshes, that V'ata Yisrael, that tshuva, that 50th Bina, gate of Bina, is available to us, and Mirut Hashem Yishbezocha, to all do tshuva, to mitar ourselves, in order to prepare for the coming of the Elul and Yam Naram. Have a wonderful Shabbos.